Alright, everybody, we're trying to do a pre-recording. I'm just gonna redo this episode. Last night yesterday, I made a whole episode while I was at my job. Created everything, everything went well, everything was fucked up. But it seems like whenever I have something to say about what our piece of shit government is doing, it just doesn't happen. So, I'm gonna pre-record it. It's still Black History Month, and we do have Katherine Johnson to remember, as well as we have some news, and then we have some women's rights issues and 2020, what you should know. So, first off, we're going to start with remembering Katherine Johnson. Without the precision of the human computer, Katherine Johnson, NASA's history, might have looked a lot different. Her calculations were responsible for safely rocketing men into space and securing the American lead in the space race against the Soviet Union. For almost her entire life, her seminal work in American space travel went unnoticed. Anyone saw Hidden Figures? She's definitely one of them. Only recently has Johnson's genius received national recognition. Johnson, a pioneering mathematician who, along with a group of other brilliant black women, made U.S. space travel possible. She died this week. She was 101. Handpicked to be one of three black students to integrate West Virginia's graduate schools is something that many people would consider one of their life's most notable moments. But it's just one of several breakthroughs that have marked Katherine Johnson's long and remarkable life. Born in White, Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, in 1918, her intense curiosity and brilliance with numbers vaulted her ahead several grades in school. By 13, she was attending the high school on the campus of historically black West Virginia State College. At 18, she enrolled in the college itself, where she made quick work of the school's math curriculum and found a mentor in math, Professor W.W. Schifflin Claytor, the third African-American to earn a Ph.D. in mathematics. She graduated with highest honors in 1937 and took a job teaching at a black public school in Virginia. And in other news, the State Department won this argument, and unhappy CDC officials demanded to be left out of the news release that explains how infected people with the coronavirus were being flown back to the United States via Trump. So basically, if you're rich, you can get Trump to do anything for you. Shh. Don't come in here with all that. Go take your little autism over there. I'm closing my door. Of course she's gonna be mad because I closed my door. So, what you need to know. These people flew to Japan from China and tried to get around everything but couldn't. So they got a hold of old Trumpy Dumpy, who did it all by himself and made that decision. So now these people are being tracked down. And yeah, he pretty much does whatever he wants. So now we have more of a chance of having a huge outbreak of the coronavirus, which has already killed two people in Korea. So the numbers are rising. Dow took a big hit. And I mean, it's done that twice this year, but this is considered the worst. And we have a lot of stupid, racist white people to thank, and then the other people who didn't vote. And those of you who wrote in Harambe, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. A vote for Harambe is a vote for Trump. I know. Hillary's emails. But look where we are now. So anyway, getting down to it. Not like anybody cares about what's going on in America, but here we go. Let's see. I had something good. We've already spoken about the milestones of women. We've already spoke about issues and stuff like that. We've already spoke about what are the biggest problems that women face today. But right now, We are at a flashpoint for women in politics. Everything's, what's the word, two-sided? Whatever Trump does, he can do, but if a woman does even not even nearly what he does, she gets shunned. It's pretty annoying. So, right now we had a women's march. I believe we had one in January. Women's March 2020. So January 18th, we had Women's March. Women rising, but numbers falling. And that is sad, because the Women's March is drawing a small but passionate crowd. You're either supporting xenophobia, racism, misogyny, all that disgusting shit, or you're not. One third of the country wants things to be great again only for white people. One third doesn't give a shit, and then the other third is trying their damnedest. But hey, sounds about white, right? We can't all be smart, considering how dumb this goddamn population is. So the fourth annual Women's March descended on the streets of Washington on Saturday. But unlike the first demonstration that brought hundreds of thousands to the Capitol that day, after President Trump's inauguration, the march drew just a fraction of the original turnout, as the movement had struggled with changes in leadership and questions about inclusivity. The demonstration in Washington was the main march, but sister marches were also held in more than 200 cities around the world, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and Brussels. As snowflakes began to fall in Washington, protesters gathered at Freedom Plaza to hear several members of the Women's March Board speak before taking off on the designated route around the White House. This year, the march focused on three main issues: climate change, reproductive rights, and immigration. Nadrat Amos, 18, participated for the first time along with several classmates from Howard University. She said she'd stay away from previous marches because she felt like the organization primarily championed white middle-class women. But going into this year's election, she said it became increasingly important for her to show up on behalf of all people of color and black women specifically. The Women's March has had a history of marginalizing certain people. They want their version of smashing patriarchy to look a certain way. I'm black, I'm proud. This is my march, and as much as it is any other person's march. Amos' criticisms come at a time of transition for the organization, after claims of anti-Semitism pushed three founding members of the Women's March to step down from their roles last year. A bigger and more diverse board took their place. This year's anti-Trump demonstration drew a significantly smaller crowd than in 2017. When crowds overwhelmed part of downtown Washington and high-profile activists like Madonna, Gloria Steinem addressed the marchers. The permit filed with the National Park Service for this year's march, by comparison, allowed for up to 10,000 people. Protesters like Vicki Helby, who used to work at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, said she didn't feel fazed by the lower turnout. The energy is still there. We can't give up. This is important to show that we do care. Unlike the previous year, Saturday's march in Washington did not feature a stage for performances and speeches from celebrities. Instead, in an effort to reconnect with supporters, organizers marched alongside everybody else. Upon reaching the White House, Chilean collective Las Tesis led the crowd through a rendition of their viral protest anthem, Un Violador en tu Camino, a rapist in your path. Fucking wow! Un Violador en tu Camino. That's fucking crazy. Very fitting. A different group of protesters also stepped in front of the White House to chant the words of Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution in reference to President Trump's impeachment. Quoting the Constitution, they chanted, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. For Connor Sforza, who carried a sign with the colors of the transgender flag in Washington, Saturday's march represented an important moment in the fight against the people they described as most targeted by the Trump administration. I'm here in support of women protesting against Trump's actions, against his divisive rhetoric, against his attacks on women and transgender people. Trans women are especially under attack. By not reenacting the Violence Against Women Act, and with taking away protections of LGBTQ community, he really set the stage for people like him to speak out and to do whatever they want. So this is Zen Rider signing out, and this is our story about America with 3 K's, not C-A. Everyone have a great day, and I hope this actually works. That's the tea. Bye.